That was a beautiful song, huh?
Amen.
Be strong, huh? You know, you're not alone. Oh, so much to say, bro, from that song, you know. It means so much, you know. Well, before we start, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, seeking your love, seeking your rest, and seeking your knowledge of these words, Lord. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to forgive us all, Lord, to cleanse us and create in us a clean heart, an anointed ear, Lord, to hear the message, Lord. Lord, please, Lord, guide us and be with us today. Lord, I'd like to ask you to send your Holy Spirit, Lord, and use me, Lord, as a vessel, Lord. Speak for me, Lord. Please, Lord, I need you at this time. I really do need you, Lord. We all need you, Lord. Send your angels around each and every individual. Comfort their heart, comfort their mind, and let us focus on top the word. I'd like to read in this prayer, Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Lord God had given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning. He waketh mine ear to hear as the learned. So, Lord, this is our prayer to you, Lord. We want to hear as the learned. We want to speak as the learned. So use us today, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit and give us double portion of your spirit and love. I love you and I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I'll share with you the beginning of how I got this sermon, and then I'm going to give a testimony of my life. So, I was on Wednesday. I rode my bike all the way to my mom's, and then I was like, okay, instead of going to my mom's, I'm going to go to that coconut tree way in the corner where nobody is, you know. So, I rode my bike. I sat down, you know, for 45 to an hour, you know, praying to the Lord. You know, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't know what to do on Saturday. You know, I got to speak a sermon, and I don't even know how to speak. You know, I don't know nothing. You know, I don't even know how to pray right now, Lord. You know, I'm just so burdened with this. It's just, I don't know what to do, Lord. You know, if you want to speak, you're going to have to give me everything because I don't know anything right now. You know, so I was praying and praying. And then I just was looking at nature. And I was like looking at the ducks, looking at the centipede crawling underneath the grass. I was like, wow, this is so amazing, you know. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm ready. I want the message, you know. Show me the message. So I grabbed my Bible and then I just flap it open, and then the wind comes. Woof. And then I look down, and it's straight on Jeremiah. I'm like, okay, cool, let me read, you know. And this is what I found, church. It's Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. You know this. You know, it really touched me and uplifted me right there when I read this. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. If you're with me, say amen. 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 Okay. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee to speak, whatever I command thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee, and I will deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth and said, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to rebuild and to plant. You know, and that words right there, you know, was speaking to me what he's going to do, you know, in my life, you know, what he's going to do to our church, you know. In order to him build up us, he has to tear down the walls that we created, you know. So that message right there was so powerful to me. That's why I had to share it. You know, I was like, I got to share this first thing. You know, it's so important. Oh, amen to that. Praise the Lord, huh? Oh, I'll go share you about my life, you know, about my story. Well, you know, you guys all know that I wasn't born a Christian. I wasn't born into this church, you know. But I lived a life of baseball. That was my thing, you know. And what day does baseball land on? Saturday, you know. And in order for me to play baseball, that means my mom and my dad would have to miss church, you know. And that hurt me. I didn't know the concepts, but it hurts me now, you know. But, you know, so we went throughout my whole life. I played baseball, you know. Until I met the world, you know. I felt like looking cool, you know, in school is the way to go, you know. Cruising with the guys that smoke Pacololo, you know. What is today, guys? 420. You know, for some of you don't know, it's the day, I don't know, I know it before as weed smoking. You know, today you smoke the biggest blunts today, you know. So that was my time, you know. Praise God that I don't look at that anymore the same way, you know. So my life was up with marijuana, and then I got introduced when I was 17 to pills, you know. And at first, I didn't know what it was. We put Sprite and pills inside the Sprite, and then you mix it in with NyQuil, and then you drink it, you know, and you get crunked, you know. So that was my life, you know, until I got more heavy. You know, I said, hey, you know, I need something more better, you know, more stronger for me. This stuff is weak, you know. Then I met cocaine, you know. So 18 all the way through 24, I was smoking crack, sniffing cocaine. You know, I'm the man at the party. Whatever I say goes, you know. If not, we're going to fight right there. It doesn't matter what, you know. My dad couldn't even talk to me. That's how mean I was. He would tell me anything. I would tell him, you know what, no tell me nothing. You go church. You know what I mean? No tell me what for do, you know. I thought it was okay, the life that I was living, you know. I justified myself. I said, no, it's okay. I can live this life and be good at the same time. You know, but I was wrong, you know. The Lord taught me many things, you know, ever since I changed. But this verse I like to share with you, Jeremiah 3, verse 11. Or we can go with verse 10, you know, and I can break them down, and then we can go to 11. Everybody there? Sorry, amen. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah had not turned unto me with her whole heart, but frainly, saith the Lord. You know, I looked up that word frainly. You know, I got frain, and it means acting. You know, they're acting like they're good, you know. And then the next verse reads, and the Lord said unto me, the backsliding Israel had justified herself more than treacherous Judah. You know, I lived a life with all my friends, and all my friends did drugs, you know. They acted like they was good, but I justified myself. I said, I am good. All because I do pills, you know, all because I do all this, doesn't, you know, I'm good. You know what I mean? I don't need change for nothing. Nobody got to tell me for change, you know. So I justified myself, you know. And I like to take you to a verse that woke me up, you know. Was the day I acknowledged my sins, you know. Verse 13, only acknowledge thy iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. You know, I never acknowledge, I never accept that I was doing wrong against the Lord. I never accept that at all. But the day I did accept it was October 30th, 2011. You know, me and my son's mom got into an argument. You know, she was telling me, clean the yard. And I said, oh, on my time, I cleaned the yard. You know, let me rest a little bit longer. And she said these words that hurt me so bad. She said, well, you is a loser, you know. And I was like, huh? You calling me a loser? You know who you talking to or what? You know? I'm Rico, bro. You know what I mean? Nobody told me I'm a loser and get away with it, you know? So I was really pissed. You know, I started tantrums. I'm not a loser, you know? But, yeah. So she couldn't handle me. I rode on my moped. I leave, and then I came right back. I was telling her, I'm so sorry, you know? Because my heart feels the good, but then the way I was living was not good, so I couldn't show that love to her, the one I love. So she decided to call up my father, you know? She said, Uncle Thomas, you got to pick up Rico because, you know, he doesn't want to leave. And I was just pleading with her, come on, you know? And then my son was like, Daddy, does that mean you're not going to go Halloween with us tomorrow? And that break me right there. I was like, oh, man, Zaya, I'm so sorry, but Daddy got to go. You know, my dad came pick me up. And then while he picked me up, he didn't say one word, but I was crying. And then from the tears, I turned it into anger. I started punching his car. Boom, boom, you know. And I was thinking of every single person that did me wrong. I can go see them today. You know, that's what I was thinking. Everybody gonna get it today. You know what I mean? They don't like be by me today, you know. But then my dad, when I was whacking the car, he grabbed my arm. Boom. And then I tried to pull him away, and then he never let go. And I was looking at him, and then I stopped, and I looked out the window. And then next thing I know, I just felt a break in my heart. Boom, my body. Doosh. And I looked at him in tears. I said, Dad, I am a drug addict, and I need help. I cannot live this life anymore. I'm tired of it. Matthew 11:28 says, call on me when you are weary, and I will give you rest. Ever since then, you know, I've been seeking to do good more than bad, you know. I try my best to do good instead of the way I lived. I saw the importance of his love. I saw how much he cared for me, even though I did wrong. He never gave up on me. Never did my dad. He came to me every day for feed me food, even though I was like that. Every day. And I praise the Lord for somebody coming into my life and showing me love. Because that's what pulled me to the Lord, was somebody cared for me. Somebody does care that I'm doing bad, you know, and they want me to do right. You know, praise the Lord for that every single day, you know. Amen. Amen. You know, and ever since I've been learning about God, you know, I end up had to do time, jail time, you know, for my actions that I caused on myself, you know. I didn't know about it because I forgot. But when the PO called me and said, you got to turn yourself in, you know, you got some things that you got to make good. You got to clean your sheet. So I said, okay, Dad, I guess that's what I got to do. I got to make good with God. And in order to make good with God, I got to make good on earth, you know. So I went to Maui for rehab, and then I came back. And then when I turned myself in, I had a prayer. I said, Lord, I like to see my brother, you know. My brother's in jail. I want to see him. I want to be with him. Well, ACO brings me to a cell right next to my brother's cell. Now we're looking at each other. I'm like, whoa. He's like, who's that? I was like, it's Reeks. He's like, who? Reeks. He's like, what? I said, oh man, this cannot help. You know what I mean? We can't even hear each other, you know? And then I sit down on my bunk. I talk to the guy. I said, bro, you don't know. The Lord is so funny, bro. He brings me so close, but yet so far. You know, 5 minutes later, the ACO comes, unlocks my door. I'm like, and then he goes to my brother's door. I'm like, what is going on? He tells me, oh, Mahaulu, move your bed to the other cell. Now, I'm in the cell with my brother. I'm like, bro, you don't even know how I feel. You know, I was hugging him, we were squeezing for at least half an hour. You know, we never sleep till like 11 o'clock, you know, maybe even 1, I think. But on asking him, I said, Walls, I said, changing my life. I'm giving them to the Lord, you know, and I'm going to stick to this path. I want to follow him. He's like, oh, if I go outside, you know, and I don't follow the path, oh, that means we're not going to hang out together. You know, and I said, no say that, because, you know, we going to hang out together. Well, I told him, let's read the daily bread, bro. Me and you, let's do this. He said, oh, any time for you. You know, so we opened the daily bread that day. On that day, November 17th. 2011, and it reads, Jesus was walking in Galilee, and he saw two brothers. You know, and that hurts me every time. I'm like, Walls, two brothers, Walls. Come on, shake it off, bro. No, let him hold you down. Shake it off. Come to him, the one source that supplies me each and every day. You know, you just got to get away. You know, so we're still struggling, you know. I met so much people in jail that was homeless, that didn't have support, you know. And I could see the hurt in everybody's faces, you know. They're crying out for somebody to care for them. Amen. And I felt the same way, you know. I said, I know how you feel. You just like somebody hear you out, huh? You know, you just like somebody talk to you, listen to your cries, and help you through, yeah? I said, I know how you feel, my brother. You know, every single night for 6 months, I sang at 11 o'clock every night a church song. Every single night. You know, the first 3 months, they was telling me, F you, F you. But I never gave up. The fourth month, there was, Brother Ezra, what, you going to sing on Jesus' song? You know? And praise God for even hear that. You know, I love you in jail. People saying, I love you through the doors. I love you, brother. Good night. You know, and we'd say on prayer together every night, you know, for 6 months, you know. And I just saw the need that the people needs, you know. And it's a blessing to be there. I quit cigarettes. I quit pills. I quit fighting. I quit going out to the bars. You know, everything that was trapping me, the Lord saw what he had to do to get me off. Amen. You know, and he did that, you know. I praise the Lord for that time that I spent in there. You know, that was the only way that I could see him. You know, I had to be sober. I had to realize what I was doing to my family, my church. I had to realize this. And the day I realized this, you know, look where I am at now. Who would ever think of that? My friends still trip to today. You know, man, help me. Help me to do what you do. Tell my dad what I got to do for, I like do what Rico did. And then we tell him, oh, you just got to do 1 year, you know. And they don't like that. So, you know, it's so awesome. You know, who thought I could be so happy to talk about Jesus every single day, bro? You know, amen? 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 Amen, you know. It's so amazing to have somebody care for you, yeah? Amen. You know, when you're down and weary in the corner crying by yourself. Who will love me for me? Not for what I have done or what I will become. Who will love me for me? 'Cause nobody has shown me what love really means. That song right there pumps me every time. Right before I go to, you know, my family, I gotta sing that song, you know, 'cause I gotta look past that. I gotta put on Jesus' eyes, you know, instead of Satan's eyes and see the falling angels, you know what I mean? You know, the sin that they're in. I gotta block that out. I gotta cancel them. I gotta give the word, pray with them, and then I gotta leave before myself enters and puts them down, you know? So that's something I face every day, you know? I know you guys do face it too, you know? But one step at a time, we just gotta keep on going. I like to go turn to Matthew 9. Matthew chapter 9. Chapter 9, verse 12 and 13. Amen? You guys there? Amen. And it reads, but when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You know? So he's looking for the sinners. He wants them to repent, you know? As us as a church, you know, we overcome that feeling, you know, we're still overcoming the world, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, I gotta die daily, you know, like literally, I get so much things, oh, I like on truck, I like on job, you know, but bing, I gotta kill myself right there, you know, and I'm like, who's gonna care for them right now, who's gonna give them Bible studies right now, I'm like, Lord, you know, I want this to be my job. You know what I mean? Can this be my job, Lord? Or just lead me, Lord. Just lead me to what you want me to do. Because I tired already doing what I did. You know, that got me, you know, locked up, you know. Lost my girlfriend, you know. All that stuff. But the Lord is healing me from that. He had to teach me a lesson. You know, that I was being disobedient to him. So I can get everything taken away. But praise God, he gave me that to begin with. And he can take it away because, you know, I came into this world with nothing, and I will leave with nothing, you know. So I look at him first and always, you know. And one scripture that really hit my heart and touched me, church, is Matthew 25. Matthew chapter 25. You know, this scripture, this words, you know, just means so much to me. And since I heard it, I have to share it. I cannot keep it in. I have to share it. And we're going to start with 31, and we're going to end with 46. I'm just going to read them all the way through. Let's go. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, the good from the bad. And he shall, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee water? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was in hungered,
gave me no
I was thirsty, and he gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and he took me not in. Naked, and he clothed me not. Sick, and in prison. And he visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did to me, not to one of the least of these, you did it unto me, you did it not unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life. You know, church, it's very important, you know, that we help. Because there's people out there crying right now, saying, nobody cares about me, you know. Nobody cares about me. They don't care where I stay. They don't care what I'm doing, you know. Nobody's being their ear. Nobody is coming to hear my cries. I pray every night, Lord, but nobody is here. Church, the work is plentiful and the laborers are few, you know. Can we have the youth come up right now and sing us a song? Thank you, youth. Proud of you guys.
Going to be the closing song. We'd like for all of you to join in with us as we sing this song. Let me be a little kinder, let me be a little blinder to the faults of those around me. Let me praise a little more. Let me dream when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Let me think a little more of others and a little less of me. Church.
Before I pray, I want to make an appeal to you guys. You know, we hear what the word says, you know, and we understand it. I know we all struggle with this, you know, but if you stand up for the Lord and represent Him, He will represent you in His kingdom, you know. And I like to ask those who want to surrender their life and commit to this, you know, at least stand up today. I know we struggle with this, you know, but if we ask Him, we shall receive it. Amen. You know, I found out from Auntie Rocky yesterday that we all have talents, you know. We all have the talent of speaking, you know. We all have the talent of walking, of smiling. You know, that's all talents, you know, and if you don't use it, you lose it. So church, you know, I know all of you guys can do it. That's why I believe in you, and that's why God chose you to be here, you know. And if you struggle with this, and then you want this to be uplifted in this prayer, I'd like to ask all you guys to come up front and stand up with us, you know. If you struggle with this, let Jesus lead you. He is pleading for you right now. He wants you all, you know, to come up, you know. If this is you struggling, you know, make a stand and represent Jesus today, you know. I know it's hard, but church, we can do it. We just got to have faith in Him. Amen. And believe in Him, you know. I know you guys struggling right now at your seats, you know. Don't let Him win. Give it to Jesus and step forward, you know. The youth, the elders, the church, we all can do this, but we cannot do it on ourselves. Let the Lord lead you to your decision right now. And I thank you guys all for your decision. You know, and it's going to make a change today. Not tomorrow. We need Him today. You know, we have to make a difference today. And everybody, will you guys incline your hearts to the Lord right now as we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we come to You, Lord. We humbly ask You, Lord, to forgive us of our selfishness, Lord, and mold us with Your words that was spoken today, Lord. Help us to see the full picture of why You created us, Lord. Lord, if something is occupying our time more, you know, if we don't have enough time to do this, Lord, please help us to erase what we're doing and make time, you know. What do You do with Your time? What do You do with Your time when you have an hour break, when you have 2 hours? You know, Lord, shape us and send Your Holy Spirit upon us, Lord, and lead us in Your ways. Lord, we need You and we count on You, Lord, because we suffer with this disease, Lord, and we need You to humble our hearts. We need You to heal us and guide us, Lord. Be our feet, Lord. Be that path. Be our mindset, Lord. Think a little more of others and a little less of me. You know, Lord, help us through this day, Lord. Get us through this day and let us encourage each other. Let us be a church and unite with one another and push forward towards the goal. Lord, please help us, Lord, today. We ask You, Lord, please, Lord, help us. Send Your angels and encourage us, please. Because somebody is crying out there, nobody cares about me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody knows my name. Lord, help us to answer the prayers, Lord. Help us to step and be involved in this, Lord. Bless the church today. Bless the church. I love You and I thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.